solid uprise right there on the back of chat. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we've been doing.
Just chat-chatting.
And we had to get out of the madness. We are in our hotel, my brother OC.
You just chat-chat all day.
chat all day. Oh, my goodness, man. Oh, man, it's been intense, my brother. It's been intense. It's glad that it's a little quiet. Look, we in the hotel.
Ooh, Wale. We got Wale Ogunleye.
We see him.
The prince.
One of our other friends.
The actual prince.
There he is.
Look at his face.
We thought we could hide out in the hotel, right?
Know, man.
And then he shows up.
Why is he sneaking around with his hoodie on, man? Yeah, you're not in New York, bro.
He's sneaking around.
Fish and chips around. Fish and chips.
Get out of here. Shout out to Wale. Get out of here, man.
You know,
what's up, man?
I love that Wale came out to London and hung with us too.
Yeah, that's my boy, man.
That's super dope. Super dope player. Yeah. If anybody wants to know, great player in his day.
Yeah. You know what's so funny?
Talk to me.
There's a lot of beautiful people out here.
True. It's a Super Bowl. It attracts the best of the best.
Just good looking people everywhere, man.
Best of the best. That's what Super Bowl brings. Mm-hmm. It brings the stars. It brings the good-looking people.
Yeah, you know what I think. You know what I've been thinking, Jason. This is interesting. Before we get into what we're really gonna talk about,
talk to me, man. This is how it always works.
I've been thinking, you know, all this, you know, this day and age we're in with this, you know, whole the Me Too era and all these things,
yes,
man.
Yep.
Nobody should be getting harassed. Like nobody should be getting. Like it's really, really a terrible thing, man. Like sexual harassment is a very, very bad thing. People shouldn't be doing that.
It's ridiculous.
Men definitely shouldn't be doing that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely not. They should not.
They should not be doing
that.
Yeah. But here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
It's the pictures.
We are sleep.
Just me.
Before we start this,
yes,
we are sleep deprived.
Yes. 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 This is just me. Jason.
Okay, okay,
this is
okay.
Just
okay.
Me. I think no matter how somebody's dressed,
okay,
right,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't give you an excuse to you know make lewd comments and all
right.
those. It doesn't give you that.
And we're not those kind of individuals.
Right. But I will say this.
Yeah.
If, for instance, I go outside. I'm talking about just me. if I go outside.
Just outside.
I'm walking outside. And I don't have a shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And I have on like some really, really tight pants. Right?
That might cause some attention, my brother.
If I do that, right?
Yeah.
If I'm not harassed, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to be really, if nobody says, hey, OC, let me get some of that, I'm going to be mad. Because, I mean, that's the only reason why I would put that on.
You might second guess all your workout habits.
Like, Am I not?
What's
why are they not saying anything to me?
What is wrong?
Why are they not asking for me? Why are they not saying, where's J Bell also? We want to see J Bell like that.
Oh, my God. Where's J Bell with no shirt?
With no shirts.
And tight shirts.
That's just me.
Oh
anyway, I'm sorry, man. Let's go, man.
This is what happens at the Super Bowl, man.
What we got, man?
And we try to come somewhere and just blend in, but that's not happening either.
Where is he?
Oh, my God.
People have been hitting me up on Twitter saying that where's Jay, but it's so funny.
It's
so
a movement.
Funny.
It is hilarious. I know
just
people
trolling me, man.
It was so funny. I could not, like, I didn't think I could complete the podcast. I was sweating so hard. It was ridiculous. It was so funny. I was done. I mean, when my mom immediately called me, I was like, I didn't know the podcast was out already.
Right.
She was cracking up. I was like, oh my goodness. Oh.
Unbelievable, man.
We're getting close to the game.
Yeah.
We told the people
Massive.
We talk about it. And
let's break it down for them.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is it's a good time to do that too, because we just did some film and some stuff.
Yeah.
with a special guest, a friend of ours,
yeah.
Who has a high level of knowledge of both these opponents. And you and him agreed on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So it kind of validates our opinion. You know, somebody who's been in the games, broken down the films, played against them.
Yeah.
It's a good person to mirror our thought process with.
Absolutely, man.
And in that process, I was a little frustrated because I had this whole philosophy, right?
Yeah.
And you completely shut it down.
Right, 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 right. Right.
Because you and this guest who you will see on the show, should we mention his name?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Harrison Smith.
That's the man.
Yeah, Harrison Smith, Pro Bowl safety, probably.
All pro.
All pro.
Is more than
it's
Pro Bowl.
A little
it's
different.
Than,
it's, yeah,
bigger
it's,
than,
a, it's a little
bigger
different.
Than Pro Bowl.
Yeah, consecutively.
Right.
And one of the most cerebral defensive players in the game. There's a lot of them, but one of the best.
Yeah.
So he looks at the game and he really breaks it down. So we ran some concepts by him, and I think let's kind of throw out our thoughts, man.
Okay.
What are we looking for?
Yeah.
More like just tips. You know, you're watching a game.
Yeah.
You can be a new fan or an old fan, but hey, these little things might matter. Easy to follow.
Here's the thing. The most important thing is this. People are going to ask me, OC, who do you think is going to win this game? And
right.
I'm never going to be shy about sharing my opinion. And just from every single thing I've seen, Jason, from everything I've seen, and I could be wrong.
I could be wrong, but
I think the New England Patriots are in big trouble here, man.
I think they are in big trouble.
Unless the Rams just come out here and fall on their face.
You think so?
I think the New England Patriots are going to be in big trouble. And here's why I say that. If you look at the way the Rams have played defense over the last couple of weeks, New Orleans was an outstanding running team.
You're right.
Smash my football. New Orleans played. For all the, you know, Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara, New Orleans was
Ingram was a downhill runner.
Football team.
Yep.
The Rams shut them down. Shut that running game down. Now, we know what the New England Patriots are going to try and do.
Yeah.
They're going to try and run the football, smack pound the football, play action pass, all that stuff for Tom Brady. Now, the thing the Kansas City Chiefs couldn't do against New England to slow down that run, right?
That's very true.
They couldn't do that.
And the weather was a huge factor in that. Running the ball in bad weather is an advantage.
Good.
This isn't bad weather we're dealing with.
Good weather. So if New England isn't able to run this football, right?
Yep.
What are they forced to do now? Straight pass.
Yeah.
No Josh Gordon.
Yep.
They have Edelman and Gronkowski.
James White out the backfield.
Now you look at the DBs for the Rams. They got some. As soon as Talib came back, they shored up that entire secondary.
He legitimately changes that secondary. Talib definitely does.
So if they're not able to run the football, which I don't think they're really going to be able to do with Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh,
it's going to be tough.
Where do they go?
This leads right into my conversation. I think you just teed me up, and. Because I agree.
Okay.
You are not going to let Aaron Donald beat you. You can't. You're going to have to double him, which allows Ndamukong Suh to have one-on-one blocks. It's a scary situation in that with them two. I think this game is going to be won by the team whose running backs as a whole can expose the other team's linebackers in the passing game. Because this is what I see. You're right. It's going to be hard to run against the Rams. So what do they always go to, New England? They got that quick passing game, move the change, manufactured runs, they call.
Yeah.
The one weakness the Rams have is those linebackers.
Mm.
Okay.
But they're fast, though. They can
run. Okay. You're right. On the flip side, New England's can be exposed in the passing game versus the Rams running backs. Okay, so this is the chess match. The chess match is, yes, they can run and they're fast, but if you run at them and pound and be physical,
yes,
You know what that does to smaller players. Mm-hmm. It wears them down. Then you can be effective in the running game. That is with Gronkowski and James White on the same side. This is nothing new. I'm not telling you something you haven't seen before. On the same side in the passing game, both those guys, either one is matched up against a safety mm-hmm. and one is matched up against a linebacker. That is the chess match I see. Because
do you know what you're forgetting?
What am I forgetting?
You know what you're forgetting?
What am I forgetting?
Do you know what you're forgetting, J-Bell? I want you to go back.
Okay.
Not last year.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go back the year before.
Okay.
Denver Broncos, New England Patriots. Do you remember that game? And do you remember who the defensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos was at that time?
Yeah, it was Wade Phillips.
Do you remember what the Denver Broncos did to the New
yes.
England Patriots?
Yeah.
Do you remember who the Denver Broncos had on their line?
They had some beast. They had a better overall defensive line, I think.
They had those edge rushers.
Yeah.
They had Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah.
But in the interior.
Was it Derek Wolfe?
Derek Wolfe.
And
number 97, Malik Jackson.
He's a baller.
They were eating up the run.
Yeah.
They were eating up the run.
He got paid off of that.
They were eating up the run. Now, I'm telling you, Jason,
mm-hmm.
this is a very bad matchup for the New England Patriots. This game.
It is.
And I'm looking at all the permutations in my head.
Yep.
And I'm not just saying this to say, I don't see how they win this game. I do not see how the New England Patriots win this game. It's not a good matchup for them.
It's not. You know, something else, you're right. It's not. Except I think that when I look at that Denver defense, they had real stars on each level. Linebacker, DBs. I mean, their DBs were better as a whole.
Was
Chris Harris was one of his greatest years. And we know Marcus Peters he's been better,
mm-hmm.
but Tlaib has just been so much more impactful in there.
Yeah.
Like, and what I'm telling you, and as we have this discussion and our listeners are in, it's I'm not sold.
Yeah, on New England.
I'm not sold because the argument you make is significant. Hey, we're dealing with the best teams. We're just talking about things that you could look out for.
Yeah.
And I think this. I was reading this somewhere or heard this somewhere, and it was a long time ago. It had nothing to do with this Super Bowl. About one thing. Wade Phillips has been doing this defense a long time.
Yes.
For the Wade Phillips of the Rams. And it's worked a long time. Belichick was talking about it a long time ago. It's like it's amazing that he's been able to kind of not really have to evolve,
yes.
just adjust.
Yes.
The one thing about when you're in your base offense, a fullback and a tailback, right?
Mm-hmm.
21 personnel, two wide receivers and a tight end.
Yes.
What does it put your base defense on there? And somewhere, somehow, I heard in his base defense, he's not as prolific as when he gets in those other packages, those other fronts.
So which you now think they're going to keep him in his base defense?
That, I think. If we see that a lot, you know. But we're in the Super Bowl. You think Wade Phillips hasn't adjusted to that?
Yeah, he'll have
we're
a
crazy.
Wrinkle.
Right, right.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You know, LeBron James is, 3-5 in finals?
3-5.
He's 1-3. And he's lost 5.
I mean, right? He's been there. I mean, him and Brady are just guys that keep going back, right?
1-3, lost 5,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you say, is LeBron James the greatest player of all time, they always bring that up.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's lost so many. If Brady loses this Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
this means he's 5-4. It means he's lost 4 Super Bowls.
Right. Right. I mean, Jim Kelly.
Is he the greatest quarterback of all? I'm asking for LeBron. I'm just asking for LeBron. I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking for LeBron James. Is he still the GOAT if he's lost 4 Super Bowls? The same way they say LeBron James isn't the GOAT because he's lost
right.
all those times.
I see
that's
what you're saying. No, that's a good argument. It's a good argument. He needs to win this one.
Good.
Tom Brady needs to win this one. If he doesn't win this one, a lot of his credit and success will be given to the structure in place.
Yes.
The
Which I think it should. But
right,
go ahead.
Right, mm-hmm. right. I do too.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what the commentators that don't think like we think would say.
Yeah.
And it's because everything's set up in his favor.
Yeah.
Consistency at coaching positions, yep. at offense. You know, when you're a quarterback, the advantage of playing in the same offense is huge. I mean, this dude knows that playbook better than he knows anything in his life, probably.
Anything.
Because he's been able to see it. He can go, him and Josh McDaniels, I guarantee everybody listening, and I bet you agree with this, OC, something's tough. They can go back to something they did
years ago.
And it don't matter. It don't matter if everybody else kind of doesn't know. Mm-hmm. As long as the man delivering the ball does,
mm-hmm.
you got a playbook so big
yeah.
that you can do anything. Most quarterbacks, I guarantee you, Jared Goff ain't got that.
No way.
He don't have that kind of leeway.
No way.
So, is he the greatest of all time? He has to win this game. He has to.
Thank you.
He has to, or he's not.
Yeah. So, yeah. LeBron, you know, there's your answer.
LeBron better be listening to this podcast.
Yeah,
but,
man.
I mean, we've got our – this is going to be a great game. I love the fact that L.A. has some serious stars.
Yeah. Big time players.
I think that it's time for the league. You know, you've had this situation where you know what New England is, and that's been what it is. Mm-hmm. But man, the NFL is built on personalities and stars and swag. And I mean, like I said, you know, on the other podcast, it's like us walking through Media Row and Radio Row. I mean, the intensity on us, the pressure to perform for the podcast. We were so swagalicious.
You know what I read this morning before I came out here?
What's that?
I read that, you know, people hate the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people hate the New England Patriots, and they don't want to see them win. But because Trump has been supporting them, especially,
uh-huh.
people really hate them now.
Oh,
like,
they got that outside pressure.
I'm talking
pressure.
About people have
– oh.
they are
– they. You know what?
I was just picking up on
some of that. People are like, don't support. People are like, chill out, man. Don't even get involved with this.
Crazy. Crazy. But I like how that whole thing is kind of, you know, turned around.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for a while there, you know, he was, but now he's talking about the games. Trump. He's like, oh, this was a good game. And, you know, that call against the New Orleans Saints, that was the worst call.
OC.
I'm like, he's watching the game.
This is a guy who says, oh, ratings down. Nobody's watching football. It's the worst ever. What are we doing?
Da-da-da.
Now he's commentating.
He's commentating.
Oh, my goodness.
He's watching and commentating.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
this is the NFL for you, J-Bell. You got somebody who was doing that literally a couple of months ago. He sucked in. He's like, oh, my gosh. That was a horrible call.
You know
that
what,
was the worst call I've ever seen.
You know what's funny,
really?
My brother? You know what's funny?
Mm-hmm.
Both these owners gave him money.
They did, didn't they?
To his campaign.
They did.
He should be very happy.
He should be very happy.
If anybody
should be very excited.
He should be very excited. Look what happens when you give me money.
Give me money.
You make it to the Super
Bowl. Look what you're doing. That's all you got to do. Incredible. I love it, man.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about that, man.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about
it. He was given a play-by-play, and I was reading. I was like, wait a minute.
2 months before, ratings are down. Terrible.
Terrible.
Nobody watches this.
Who's watching this?
You're watching. You know what? Thanks for the commentating. Thanks for the breakdown. Simon, where are we at? Is it time for questions time? What's the time like?
We've got to the 20 minutes in the bag.
Okay.
Okay, let's get to the questions then.
Yeah. Well, let's see. All right. So, my brother OC,
mm-hmm.
before I get into these lovely questions,
okay.
or statements, it all depends on what Simon has slid over to me.
Okay.
We're on the BBC live Sunday night.
Mm,
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm kind of getting excited, man.
Oh, yeah?
Like a little earlier than usual.
Yeah.
Now, I've been in Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I haven't played.
Yeah.
But, man, every time we do this, bruh, I promise you, man, it's like, it's big to me, man.
It's so cool.
It's exciting, man. I'm like, we're prepared, we're ready to go. And I feel like each year we're getting much better at this. Well, maybe you were always good and I'm just getting a little bit better.
This could be true.
To be fair, I do hear a lot of, man, Jason is so good now. Jason's gotten so good now.
And what does that mean?
Like, what do you...
That
I mean,
means,
it seemed to me he was good the whole time. What do you mean by now? I'm confused.
That means you were carrying dead weight, my brother, and they're trying to be as nice as possible. But
Jason is really coming to his own, you know? What does that mean?
What does that mean? He's been terrible for the past few years. But you know what? It's okay when you come into your own because those days are over. But I'm very excited. Check us out, man. Me and OC are going to be locked in, man. Stay up
Chappers
with us.
Chappers and yeah. Iron Mike.
The whole crew.
Mike Carlson.
We're gonna give you the business, and this is a great game because there's going to be a lot of themes and stuff happening.
What
I just wanted to get that
London?
Out.
Would it be like 10:45 is the game's at 11:30, but you got to catch us before the game, 10:45.
Yep.
You know
yep.
what I mean? 10:45.
Stay up, man. We'll give you all the info, what we see. I mean, OC's amazing at – kind of breaking down those concepts at the line of scrimmage where football is won and lost. And
I don't think they have to stay up too late. I think the game will be over with maybe 1:30.
Ooh,
be,
you think so?
Yeah, Rams would have ran through
I
them.
I think it's going to be a lot
of
time.
I'm kidding.
Think...
Of course it's going to be. I think New England's going to let that happen. Are you crazy?
I know. What's going to be the beauty of this game, in all honesty, if there's one thing you need to take out of this, what me and OC were saying, and we'll get in these questions, is the adjustments we'll see are going to be amazing. We're going to see a chess match live. That's going to be super cool.
Yep.
All right, let's get into this. Oh, I thought this was like your brother's name, but it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's Jambo.
Oh, Jambo,
yeah.
Not Jimbo.
Shout out to Jimbo, my guy. OC's real brother.
Yep, but my actual brother.
But my brother.
Your brother from another mother.
My brother from another. OC's actual brother. All right, cool. Oh, this is pretty good.
Mm.
That's a good question. Who is the most famous person you've chilled with at Super Bowl this week and been to any good parties?
I am so sorry to disappoint you. I think the most famous person I've chilled with this week has been the Jay Balia.
Jay
Balia.
OC has...
I haven't done nothing, man.
OC has been in the gym.
Shut it down.
He's been in the gym.
I've been eating so much that I have to stay in the gym 3 hours. Ridiculous. How about you, Jay?
To be honest, man.
You've been active.
I wish you wouldn't have said it because the truth of the matter is all our listeners need to understand, OC used to live here.
I did.
And won two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And then played here.
Yeah.
The man can't walk down the street. So everything we've done, it's been constant pressure on him. He has definitely had a lot of love out here, which is great because I just hang on the coattail and people are like, oh, you know, oh, OC's over there in London killing it. Oh, yeah. What do you do, Jay Bell?
What?
With him. I'm with him.
I'm Listen, there with him.
We had to do an interview, you guys will see. OC walked in and – CBS, right, is running this whole thing.
Mm.
They're doing the whole game. The head people at CBS, the head people were like, OC, what do you want?
Yeah.
What do you need? I was there. I witnessed it. So if you want to talk about juice and pool, this guy's got it. Any parties, I'm going to be honest, I was going to go to one last night and – the jet just too tired.
Yeah.
Too tired. And you know, we're working a lot and we want to give you all the best product we can.
It's the most important. That's what we're out here
yeah,
for.
Yeah, we're not out here just to just enjoy for ourselves. We're out here trying to deliver a good product to y'all. Haven't been. But tonight we have a party for the special party for the NFL International.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so
we're
that's
hosting
gonna,
that, aren't we?
We're hosting that. That'll be cool. And then I'm going out after that and it's gonna be fun. I'm all in though. I'm all in. All right. Name, OC.
That is Callum Blowman.
Yep.
Callum Blowman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that his real name?
Callum Blowman. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fresh.
Callum.
Yeah. That's. I like Calum. That.
No, Callum would be C-A-L-U-M. That's
yes.
Callum.
Yep. It would be you.
That's dope.
Yep. if you made a comeback and had to rejoin one of your former teams, ooh, this is a good one, which would it be? I know this answer for OC.
Ooh.
I know this answer for OC.
If I had to come back and rejoin one of my former teams?
Yeah.
Right now? You talking about right now?
Callum, that's a good one. Right now. He didn't specify.
Right now?
He didn't specify, but let's go right now.
We're talking about right now.
Let's go right now.
Put me on the spot.
Yeah.
Right now, it'd have to be the Falcons.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that.
Have to be the Atlanta Falcons right now. And I'll tell you why. Because on the Giants,
yep.
I don't know no coaches. I don't know even the equipment managers. I don't even know them. They're all gone. The only person I know there that I played with is Eli and Zach DeYossi.
And the head trainer, you know.
And, yeah, Ronnie B.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it. Everybody else is gone.
The whole building, you're right.
Gone, everybody. Whereas in Atlanta, I played with those guys who are there.
That's
the
true.
People who are still there.
That's very true.
I played with them.
You have more connection, right?
I got a lot more connection with the Atlanta Falcons than I do with the New York Giants. And it's crazy.
Yo, that's crazy.
You go in the Giants Stadium, my name is there. Yeah. But I have.
Forever.
The connection I have is more with the Atlanta Falcons than with the New York Giants right now.
Oh, see, has your son seen your name up there?
He was there when they put it there, but since then, I don't think he understands.
Not at that time, he didn't understand.
He's like, what, six years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, he still don't know what's up.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's weird.
You're in there forever, bro.
Yeah,
a lot of people can say that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, what am I?
What about you,
Jason? Oh, shoot, sorry. Simon had to check me and everything because I didn't know what I was doing. We had a party foul. Where would I go? You know, I was quickly going to say New York because I just loved it there.
Yeah.
But then when I think about it, I'd be back at the Texans.
Yeah.
It would be good. Ooh. They need defensive backs.
Yeah.
What a great D-line.
Yeah, you would like that.
I would like that.
You would like that.
That's right up my alley. And guess what? No state taxes.
Of everything you just said, that's most important. Nothing else matters besides what you just said.
Oh, gosh. All right, Trisha, Paul, Andrew, Colin, many, many people respond to your love of minstrel chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of questions about your favorite candy as Americans, as we call it sweets, as they call it. What do we call it?
Candy.
We call it candy.
They call it sweets.
Yeah, they call it sweets. Man, you know I can't read Simon's handwriting, man. Actually, he writes pretty decent. It's more about my...
Your eyesight.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that confused me, too, because when I first got over here and the person in my life who has a... Irish accent would say sweets all the time.
Yes.
And I'd be like, what?
What are you talking
candy?
About? Yeah.
Aren't we talking about candy?
Candy.
Yeah, so sweets. Yeah.
So what's the favorite candy? I like I do enjoy a good Toblerone.
Oh, I love those.
You like the Toblerone?
Oh.
Yeah, I enjoy
those
good Toblerone.
Those are special, bro.
Yeah. I think that would have to be those are my favorite. I like some wine gums. I don't know if you've had wine gums.
Who makes them?
I don't know who makes wine gums.
Fruit pastilles. Okay, I like those.
You like those pastilles?
Yep.
Oh, and obviously the Maltesers. But here's what I do with my Maltesers. I freeze them.
That's kind of gangster.
Yeah, I freeze my Maltesers so they're like cold. It's like, it's so good.
No, that's slick.
I'm telling you, do that. Get some Maltesers, put them in the freezer, and then by the end they kind of like melt a little bit, and it's so much better that way.
You know what I'm hooked on?
What's that?
Haribo.
Haribo. You do love those Haribos.
Yes, I knock them down. And remember how I take them when we show
grabbing
when,
them.
When we film our show, they're in our green room, and I take them all back, and I tell everybody I'm taking them for my daughter.
Nah,
but I eat them in the car. I eat them in the car on the way back. Every night I have a stomach ache. My stomach is cramping like I'm three, like I'm just child that's
child,
overeating candy.
You're a child.
Yeah, it's
you
just
know that
irresponsible.
Candy.
Irresponsible. Man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Kieran, let's see what Kieran got to say. Ah, the Ready Roll podcast this week had me in stitches on the train to work. People have People must have thought I was a right nutter.
Yeah. A nutter. A nutter. You're a nutter.
I had him. I was rolling till it was the nutter. I knew nutter. You had to explain that to me.
A nutter means he's crazy. A crazy person.
You know what, Kieran? You, that's how I felt.
Yeah.
Because I was sweating so bad, I felt like I had stole something and they caught me. The pressure was on me. Oh, man. Anyways. Incredible. All right, my brother. Let me tell you something.
Is
finally, yeah, the final thing, man. This is emotional.
Gracious.
Lots of people are begging us to do a podcast in the off season.
Mm.
And as my agent, OC, yeah. My agency. If anybody wants to know, my agency is OSI.
OSI agency.
OSI agency. If you can't figure out what it stands for, just figure it out. I know you got a lot going on. Mm. I got a lot going on.
Mm.
But we got to figure out a way to give the people what they want.
The most important thing in life is something that was told to me a couple of years ago by my Jamaican trainer. He said, Osi, you got to give the people what they want. At the time, I didn't understand what he was talking about. Turns out, he is very correct. If the people are calling for this, you got to give the people what they want. You. Otherwise, it's off with his head. Off with his head. We're going to figure it out, guys.
We'll figure it out. Hey, man, we truly appreciate y'all, so we are going to figure it out. This is probably one of the most entertaining things of our week. We enjoy it because we enjoy y'all. Shout out to all the listeners. And enjoy the Super Bowl with us. It's going to be super duper cool and fun and active. And we'll make it happen.
Absolutely, man.
I need some uprise on the way out of here, though.
I know, man.
I need some uprise.
We'll give him some chat. That's what we've done for the past, I don't even know how many weeks, 18 weeks now. Have we did this podcast 18 weeks?
Man, it's flying by, man.
Yeah, chat.
Chat. Listen, see y'all on Sunday.